You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in a wonderful study in the book of Revelation. We are going through the trumpet judgments, and we are in chapter 9. We're going to get started on that in just 1 minute. I just want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church tonight, where we are wrapping up chapter 12, and we'll be getting into chapter 13 of this same book. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Thursday nights from 6 to 7. This is what we're studying, the book of Revelation. If you'd like to hear more than just 15 minutes of what you're hearing on the radio, I invite you to come out to Island tonight at 6 o'clock. And on Sundays, our Sunday services are at 10:30 Sunday morning. Once again, the location is 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, is Island Community Church. This Sunday, we're looking at the grace of God. Now, last week, we looked at, should I fear God? And we absolutely must follow that up with the other side of that coin. And that is the grace of God, where it says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning, the grace of God. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 9. We're about to pick it up here in verse 15. Actually, we're picking it up in verse 13 of chapter 9. It says, then the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which was before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels having been bound at the great river Euphrates. Verse 15. So the four angels were released, who had been prepared for that very hour, day, month, and year, so that they might kill a third of mankind. Boy, talk about the sovereignty of God. Look at this here. The four angels were released. This is what happens at the sixth trumpet, and that is there's these four wicked angels, that is wicked demons. Look at how long these have been down here. First off, my advice to all of you today, friends, is if you go on vacation over to the Middle East, don't go swimming in the Euphrates River. I'd rather run into a great white shark than run into these four that are bound up at this river here. The four angels were released who had been prepared. You see that word in the Bible, especially when you look at the book of Jonah, where it says God prepared a fish, and God prepared a wind, and God prepared a gourd to give him shade. Here, God's prepared four angels prepared for this very purpose, for this hour and day and month and year. So all the way from eternity past, here are these four angels prepared for this. And the reason? So that they might kill a third of mankind. So I think how many people are there in the world now? 4 billion? A third of mankind was about 1.66 billion people. Wow, this is just a staggering judgment here. So the four angels were released who had been prepared for this very hour and day and month and year. So known to God, going all the way back, how many years? I mean, think about it. Since George Washington was president, they've been there. Since Christopher Columbus discovered America, they've been there. Since Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg, they've been there. Since Nero was feeding Christians to the lions, they've been there. Since Julius Caesar was killed and cried out, "Et tu, Brute?" They've been there, waiting for this time, prepared for this day, hour, month, in year, the day known from eternity past. You see, God is sovereign. He rules. He determines. God does not react. God acts. These four demons were prepared for this. The day is written in eternity past. There's no changing that. There's no stopping that. It's been written down since then, a day known only to God. And the time is coming. Waiting for old Al Hurt up there in heaven to blast his trumpet, and the end result, a third of all mankind is killed. Verse 16, now the number of the troops of the horsemen was 100 million. Most translations say 200 million people. All right. Now this is not talking about the demons here, the locusts that were released. We're talking about, when you read this along with chapter 16, these are men, human beings, a size of army, 200 million people, some translations say 100 million, that are all ready to cross over the Euphrates River to be gathered together for this battle of Armageddon that's coming up. The number of the troops of the horsemen was 200 million. Then it says this, I heard the number of them. Could you imagine that? I wonder how that went. Must have been something like this. John, by the way, there's 200 million of them. Now think about it. There probably wasn't 40 million people in all of the world when John wrote this. You know, I've done in my research, I've learned that this verse right here is the greatest atheist proof text in the history of all the Bible was this verse right here. Do you know how many atheists, this was their proof that the Bible wasn't true. And they said, there's not 50 million people in the world. This is our proof that the Bible is wrong because there's not 200 million people here. Well, now, lo and behold, they're boasting an army now east of the Euphrates River. The kings from the east have an army of, you guessed it, 200 million people. See, the time just wasn't right. You always got to take God at his word, even when you don't understand. What does it say in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's my encouragement to you today. When you don't understand something, in all your ways, acknowledge God. There are many things you don't understand. Maybe you're going through some suffering right now, or some horrendous trials in your life. Let me encourage you. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That is, God, I can't do this without you. God, I know you love me. All I have to do is look at the cross to know that you love me. And I acknowledge you in all that I do. I acknowledge you by what I won't do. I acknowledge you that I wait for you. I wait on the Lord. Renew my strength, Lord. In all my ways, I acknowledge you. I can't do this without you. I can't go through the fire without you. I can't do this without you. In all my ways, I acknowledge you. You are Lord, I acknowledge you. I bow the knee to you. I acknowledge you as Lord. Help me through this, what I don't understand. And help me to understand. And help me to walk through the fire. And that's what we need to do. when we're going through something, when you are going through something that you don't understand, in all of your ways, acknowledge God. Acknowledge Him. He is the Almighty God. He's already knows the ending from the beginning. His, your name is engraved in the palms of His hands, it says in Isaiah. God's got a plan. He's working it out. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called, that's you, the called. You're a special group of people. God's chosen you. You didn't choose Him. He chose you from the foundations of the world. God's got a plan. He's in control in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Just because you see something that you don't understand doesn't make the faithfulness of God not true. God is faithful. You see, count it. Now, this is very difficult to do, but trust me. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone. It's endurance. It's strength. It's patience. It's what has David walk up to someone 9'6" and say, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" This comes through you enduring under the hand of God when you're going through something that you don't understand. Trust in the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He will direct your paths. God is faithful, and He will come through for you in your life no matter what it is that you're going through. Don't be like the atheists who threw out the Word of God and are going to spend an eternity in hellfire because the world didn't have 200 million people in it, and that was their proof that there is no God, because the world didn't have 200 million people in it. You see, it just wasn't time yet. Now, it says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, that in the fullness, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. You see, it just wasn't time yet. Maybe it's just not time for you to understand what you're going through right now either. And then it says also in Galatians chapter 1 that when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me, I did not confer with flesh and blood. Just perhaps it just wasn't the time, or it's not the time yet for you to understand what you're going through. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord today. Lean back on and receive and hold on to the faithfulness of God. Remember, God demonstrates His own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Are you going through something today that you don't understand? Let me encourage you. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. Stay in prayer. Stay in the Word. Stay faithful. Wait on the Lord. He will see you through what you're going through. Don't give up on God because you're going through something you don't understand. Now, we'll be back again right here in this point here in our next program again on the Sixth Trumpet here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.